third eighth rest of 421. Say it again.
Strike the dot?
Yeah, just strike, exactly. Strike the dot and make it a rest day. Yeah. Good. Start from 415. And be very bold and dark here. Freudig, V-I. Right there speaking.
Freudig, V-I. Hell zu siegen, V-I.
Goes right on that third eighth note of that measure, basically. Let's sing this if we can. How many of you know this already?
Oh,
that's right, Linda and a couple others, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Go back, please, to your first entrance. Can I hear just tenor two? Just the middle. Tenor one, bass, kill for now. Just a tenor two.
Low check.
Right at 411.
22 and love it.
Our favorite. rehearsal of the season with me as your conductor, because next week Maestro is here, and then performance week, Gallup and Bocelli. So it's a little bit of a bittersweet moment for me, because I really enjoyed it this year. I really enjoyed singing with you, but I want to make sure we're singing correctly and with that good posture, ready to sing in 2 weeks, Beethoven's Ninth on Paramount Theater stage. Raise your head just a little bit more than you can. Could you raise your hands now? Off your face, stretch that all up. Keep that same posture. Fall to thy toes. And be careful and come up to your posture, please. Good. Pull your head around. Chest up here. Shoulders. Let's make sure we're really using our full bodies to sing well. Inside is a smile for that brightness, for the intonation. Outside is dark. So we get, yes! That's the singer's face right there. I like that. It's very like, ooh, it's a grand, like it's a prop. these trumpet altos. One and a two and a go.
Thank you.
that a cappella is only something a very angry college theory teacher would ever ask you to do. But I still want to make sure we know our total awareness there. Right at 7:30, please, with text. What's your dynamic right at 7:30, by the way, Mace? I would circle that. That's a pretty big transition from guns and guns and bells. It's right away, very hushed and right away softer. Right at R, here's your note. Bass start, two, and T, and four. One more time, here's the first note. Tenors, ready, and Heels, sing it for me. Ready, and
Nestu, Densha, Bebe.
Make that C sharp higher, but not bad. Sarah?
Nestu, Densha, Bebe.
Love the intonation. Good. Steam, ready, and yeah, not bad. Watch the pickup notes if you can. Very good. Colin? Ready. And?
Nestu, Densha,
Bebe. Excellent. Very, very good. That's the quality. That's the pitches I want from all types. Can I hear that, please, tenors? If you come to that, we'll go on alto. The E natural at measure 734. Tenors right there. Coming in. Ready. And?
Nestu, Densha, Bebe.
Tenors and altos, take to the bar line if you can. Don't cut up before. So, Nestu, Densha, Bebe. Your T will be right when they come in. And then altos, just don't break if you can. Go right from that note to the B flat bed. Basses start again at letter R. We're all going to hold our notes at 7:42 when we get there. Here's R. Basses, nice and hushed. Keep it quiet. Tenors, match that energy when you come in. Two, and T.
And E. Choose E. Then B. The O. Let's go. Let's go.
Are at piano, but altos, when you come in, what do you see above your entrance there? the word crescendo. So you're starting piano, just getting ever so softly. We don't really get the full crescendo until the choir comes in at 7:42. Then each of those statements, because look at your dynamic when you get to Bruder. Now we're at 4:10. So it's a pretty drastic crescendo in that section.
What should be the, like, if we start piano at 7:38 and we land at 7:42, are we growing and then going back?
Exactly.
To
that? It's like a heavy ocean. You crescendo up to mezzo piano and then subito piano when the choir comes in there. Okay? Let's do this whole section, please. Stand up, letter R. I love the darkness. This can have a little brightness or text. They really, really bring out the text here. Here's R. We'll go to 1, 3, yes, do all. Should really just be a quarter tone. So you have a real clear stoppage of sound when we all come in together. Right at 7:40. Oh, one thing, tenors, don't make the half notes longer than they are. Don't make it They're actually quite short, all of those statements. Go back to R. Let's sing this all once if we can from the beginning of the fugue. through the end of that, then we'll take a break for some announcements, and then we have lots more work to do. Starting right at the beginning of the feud. Oh, did you get the email that listed the tempos from Maestro? What was the tempo we listed here?
95.
90 what? Let's find out what 95 beats a minute is. I think we're about there. Let's see. We're about there. Now, the danger is Russian, right? And altos, we kind of almost did when you came in sopranos, you did. You got to control that tempo there, okay? And the tempo stays the same, I believe, when we get into the E, to C, and E, doesn't change it. Here we go, right at 654 with the colors. Make sure your attire is all set. Note the memo that went out. The attire options are not the same. I mean, they are the same, but something can take it away, so make sure you notice that as well. Is option two still there?
Yeah, not
the guy. Robocelli. Okay. Sarah, should we talk about the auditions for next year now? You want to wait? Okay, we're going to wait on that. Maybe before break or something like that. We can do it. Do we have a why I sing today? Okay, can I go first? That's okay. I have a why I sing I would like to do since it's the last rehearsal, if you don't mind. And this is dedicated to you all. Why I sing is because it's my life. It's what I've been doing since I was a boy. It's how I found my voice, literally. I struggled with stuttering. I was born with otitis media, had hearing difficulties as a boy. Speech therapist noticed that when I sang, I didn't stutter, and so she just put me in choirs and had me singing a lot. And here I am now, conducting open symphony with that. So my song, Will Use Piano, if you don't mind, Allison. I'm going to ask you to sing along with me if you know it. It's by a very old classic composer named Ben Folds. And this is a song dedicated to you. It's called The Loveliest.
Thank you.
that song all year, and this is the last chance, so I took advantage of it. Let's do letter S now to the end, and then we'll take a break. Oh, wait, Marie! Oh, my God. How do you know why I said it? I forgot.
Tempo, believe it or not, is quarter note equals 52.
That's a huge drop in tempo. Just to give you an idea what we're going for there, that'll be... So very, very slow there. And you've got to have an eye on it for that. It's not a section you can do by ear at all. Let's start at 8:51, please. A little under tempo for now with the tongue. Thank you. true quarter notes. Everything's accented though. One, two, and. Deeps and coasts and guns 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 and guns. Altos, tenors, sopranos, 895. Play with us back here. Under tempo, 895. No. Some announcements as well about what's happening before next season begins. Any announcements from the board? Oh, yeah.
Very briefly. First of all, if you were absent last week and didn't indicate your commitment to singing this concert, your name's got a green space by it, please tell us yes or no. Tonight, please. Next week, basis, by the way, alto, thank you for your month of chairs, the month of May. Chairs next week. Sopranos are on the snacks. And there's a chorus committee meeting on Zoom next Monday. Check the calendar on Chorus Connection for the link. And you're all invited to tune in.
Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate it. Summer Sing information will be released soon as far as when and whatnot. But a friendly reminder, if you have friends that want to sing, the Summer Sings are the absolute best way to get involved with us right away, because you get to work with our conductors, you get to sing music with us, and then the audition process happens after that. So be talking that up with your friends. I want all of you to please have at least one person to audition for this choir next season, at least one, tenors and basses, maybe three each or something like that, but definitely at least one from everyone. Sarah.
This is just a reminder to not wear strong fragrances to rehearsal, and that if you wear them on the Paramount, we will remove you from stage, because that is actually in the CBA for the union, that no one is supposed to wear strong fragrances. So a reminder, there's been somebody who's worn strong fragrances the last 2 weeks. You do have some of your fellow chorus members who are allergic to certain fragrances. So, and it's just a polite thing not to do, but if you are wearing them on stage, I will have to figure out who it is, and I will have to remove you.
And I don't want to see Sarah walking around stage smelling her fragrances.
It is an awkward thing to do, but it is required of our CBA if you are on stage with it. So, just do it for your fellow chorus members. You do have some people in the chorus who are allergic and who came up to me this evening, and some came up to me last week. So just a reminder, don't wear strong fragrances. If you wear them at work and have the ability to take them off before you come here, please do. If not, maybe don't wear them that day.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, good. It is currently